Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello and good afternoon. Thank you for joining On Air. On Air with Russell of Hotels. I always get that feedback and it just makes me stop. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm doing something wrong. So that's why I stop. But anyway, thank you for joining. Well, let me start again. Hello. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. We all about connecting people and collaboration, hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. And today is no different because, you know, we're going to be connecting with Miss Kat Von B, as you can see on the screen already. You know, she's ready to roll. You know, she was chomping at the bit, you know what I mean, before we, you know, started the show, she's already telling me what's going on. I'm like, well, wait a minute, let's save some of this stuff for the show. Let's save it. Hold on. But today is show number 72, sponsored by Origin Hotel. Origin Hotels, three hotels. Currently, they're going to have a fourth. There's actually going to be two in Colorado, one in Lexington, Kentucky, and one in Raleigh, North Carolina. So you can go to OriginHotel.com and get the Russell of Hotels rate. I mean, who has that? I don't know if anyone else has that. Does anyone else have the Russell of Hotels rate? Or, you know, I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, so we're working on it. But you can actually go on. You get a 10 to 25% discount, if you can believe that, off of the bar rate. So bar stands for best available rate, just in case you didn't know. This is even better than, like, you know, you check into a hotel or you make a reservation and you want the AAA rate or the AARP rate. This is cheaper than that. Okay. This is better than that. Can you believe that, Kat? Can you believe they actually gave me that?
Amazing. Hey, amazing.
You didn't even know that, did you?
I didn't. And huh? I gotta go. I'm ready.
Are you familiar with Origin Hotel?
You know what? I'm not. I think in passing, I heard about them, but I am most definitely going to look them up after we are done.
Well, very good. See, that's what it's all about, right? It's all about connecting, getting new information out there, a new hotel. It's a boutique style hotel, pretty much 150, 160 room hotels, maybe a little less.
Awesome.
All of them are unique. So there's no two Origin hotels that are alike. So, but yeah, so they're up and coming brand. So, Amy Beardsley helped me with this. She's a director of sales and marketing at the Origin Hotel in Golden, Colorado. And she actually helped me put all this together. So shout out to Amy. So thank you so much. So there you go. So that's, you know, I spent the last 5 minutes talking about Origin Hotel. So just imagine your hotel or your brand was behind me and I'm talking it up, right? So that's what it's all about on Air with Russell of Hotels. We talk it up. We talk up brands. And, you know, during this time of COVID, And I always see that, I always see a lack of brands being represented out there for whatever reason. I mean, maybe they're short of staff, maybe they're not doing, I don't know, but I just think if you can, you need to still put your brand out there because people are always going to remember the last brand that they saw. What do you think about that, Kat?
No, totally, totally agree. In fact, I'm actually looking at these Origin hotels and the two in Colorado look amazing. I've kind of like moved on to like glance at Kentucky. So I'm like, okay, I need to go to that horse race, whatever it's called. What is that? Oh, the
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, there. But this hotel is like a reason for me to go. I'm like, oh, it's really Instagrammable. Yeah, I'm there.
See, cool. That's what it's all about, right? See, I'm glad. Yep. See, I'm glad I got you on the show because, you know, you just shed light that other people don't, you know, they can't see, right? But anyway, and you're a huge marketer, you're a huge social media presence. I mean, this is what you do, right? Yep. So, I mean, and that's what we have to continue to do. So anyway, but, you know, I'll get back on the Origin soapbox again in a minute, but I just want to, of course, they're a sponsor of the show. So, of course, I'm going to mention them. And of course, they're going to stay and back me the whole show. So there you go. But like I said, show number 72, who would have ever thought that we would do show number one? But, you know, anyway, we're 72 shows later, right?
I think I was there like the first month, wasn't I? I was.
Yeah. You were like number two or three.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I was excited. And, yeah. I knew you'd be good at this. This is, I mean, hotels are your thing. They're my thing. So yeah, it's just one of the many things we got in common.
There you go. There you go. And plus we like to drink, but you know, you're a wine drinker. I'm a beer drinker.
You're a beer drinker.
Go. There you go. There
fancy
you go.
Beers.
That's fancy beers. There
fancy
you go.
Fancy beers.
All right. We're going to get into it. So we're getting into a little industry news. Did you know MGM in Vegas laid off 18,000 people yesterday?
I didn't, but I actually knew this months ago because one of my closest friends was in management and they laid off a huge amount of a huge portion of management people in April.
Wow.
Almost like really huge. So I actually asked her how, when they open up all their hotels, because I think that some of them are not opening until later in the year and some of them even 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Run these hotels with no experience. These are monstrosity hotels with 5,000 rooms, 7,000 rooms.
I mean,
you know, I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah. I mean, they got to bring some people back.
That's what I think.
I guess they can pick and choose who they want to bring back now. I don't know what the plan is, but I've heard some of those things that's what they do, basically, you know, get rid of. And it's not just management. It can be exactly. It's all the different staff, different levels of staff. Be casino workers and be, you know, kitchen workers, housekeeper, whatever across the board. So, but it's unfortunate. I mean, bottom line, 18,000 people who were furloughed are now laid off, meaning they've lost their jobs. So, my heart goes out to the MGM people in Vegas. But on another note, I mean, this is in Vegas as well. Connect Marketplace, which is a trade show that I've attended in the past, is moving forward, meaning they're going to have their event October 19th through the 21st. That's 2020.
The live version? Like in person?
It's going to be a live version. 50 people gathered in one. No more than 50 people can be gathered in one location within the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. Okay. So there is going to be 10 floors. 10 floors of, I guess, where they're going to be having the meetings. But on each of those 10 floors, no more than 50 people can congregate in one area.
That's kind of cool. I mean, you know, as long as everybody's separated.
I guess we're going to see.
We'll have to wait and see. I'll watch them do that, and then I'll let you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just on a conversation with someone before this. I said, well, I'm not going to go. But she said, well, I'm going to go. I said, okay, well, you go ahead and go. Let me know how it turned out.
Bye.
See how it worked out for you, right? And then, because I don't plan, I mean, myself, and I said this several months ago, that I was shutting down until the end of the year. And then we'll reevaluate it, you know, going into the first quarter of next year and see, you know, what's going on. But you know, I mean, you got to play by ear. Now, if I had a bunch of meetings that I needed to schedule, then yeah, of course, then, maybe I need to do so, but maybe not I'm not going to be attending any trade shows at this point, but I understand we all need to get out And we need to show people that, you know, it's okay to at least travel here within the, in the U.S. and do meetings and things like that. But, you know, a lot of meetings are going to be these hybrid meetings moving forward. You know, some, like you said, this one at Wynn Las Vegas, that's Connect. They're going to 50 people in one area. But then they're, I'm sure they're going to have virtual. Part of it will be virtual as well. I'm not sure because I didn't sign up for it, but we're going to see. But I'm going to keep you posted on that one. But one thing that I was listening to earlier is a Smart Meetings webinar, and it was Smart Women of Smart Meetings, right? And happened to be, I mean, I know several people that were on it, specifically Cheryl Rogers, who's a client of mine, and then Marin, who is the CEO of Smart Meetings. So they did, and JT was there as well. JT did a great job of facilitating it. But anyway, it had to do with, you know, going, you know, meeting planners going back and having meetings. It's basically how it started was, you know, what have you been doing since, you know, this whole COVID epidemic started, right? You know, what are they doing? Are they pivoting, reinventing themselves? What the heck are they doing? And, you know, moving forward, when do you think meetings will get started? You know, meetings that, you know, to some degree have started, maybe small 10 people at a time, things like that. Some meetings have started, but, you know, they basically said, and Marin said this, you know, you got to adapt. We're going to have to adapt to what's going on. Whatever the new normal is, we got to adapt it and keep it going and staying safe. And another thing that was important, I thought, and I think we just kind of hit on it a little while ago, is that we need to create that FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. You know, we still got to take the pictures. We got to post things because that's what's going to get this industry back. People seeing that you know, other people are actually meeting, you know, and it is safe and it's safe to do it. And these are the precautions that hotels or convention centers or whatever, airlines or whatever are putting in place so we can travel safe. Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, you know, the safety and security. Because I always say this, I've been saying this, is that I don't want to come someplace without anything and then leave with something and then come out bringing it back home, right? And that was one of the conversations I had earlier. I said, you know, it's not about me. If I was single and I lived at home, then yeah, I would, you know, I'd be the first one to be, you know, out and about, right? But that's not the case for me. So, I mean, I don't want to bring something home. Not saying I would, but no one wants to do that. So you got to be a little more safe than just, okay, let me just get out there and just, you know, I'm tired of being at home. Let me get the heck out of here and do, no, you got to be smart about it. So,
yeah, no, I totally agree. It's like, you know what, we're all tired of being home, but we're staying home right now for the greater good. So exactly. It's a temporary situation. You make the best of it. I've actually been really productive. So, and I've been working a lot because I don't have anything else to do. What else am I going to do?
That's good. Well, so, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so it kind of
we're going to get into you. We're going to get into what you're doing now. We're going to get into what you're doing because I know you're doing some good stuff here. Okay.
Okay. Right on.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off though. No. But let's get into Non Me Eats. You know, I'm all about Non Me Eats, right, Kat?
What is that? Who?
Non Meat Eats.
I do. And I'm pretty convinced I need to become a vegan. I know you'll love this. But like,
oh, really?
I'm thinking,
give me a story.
There's all kinds of problems right now with COVID and different industries. So I'm like, now is the time. If I'm ever going to become a vegan, it's right now.
Okay. Well, I didn't say you had to be that extreme. Okay. I always tell people, goes,
no, but it's like, a good time to start.
Okay. Okay. Every time I mention that I, you know, I'm not meat eats or whatever, they'll say, oh, I, you know, they automatically say, oh, I need to be, I've been thinking about doing that. No, you don't have to do that. Just take it a little bit at a time, right? Incorporate some, I always say plant-based. I try not to use vegan too much, that term, because, you know, vegan is a whole lifestyle, you know, and I don't wear leather. I don't do any of that stuff. So I'm plant-based. I'm 100% plant-based in what I eat. But as far as my lifestyle, I mean, I still have leather belt. So I'm not 100% vegan, and I don't want to, you know, I wouldn't want to take anything away or disrespect someone that is a vegan. 100% vegan, where they don't use leather and things like that. So I always make sure I throw that out there before I go into it. So I'm plant-based, okay? But anyway, last week I did my, I ended up doing jackfruit tacos last week. But this week I'm going to do jackfruit. You know what jackfruit is?
Oh, yes. Did you have them at Gracias Madre? Oops, was I supposed to mention a restaurant?
No, I made them at home, Kat.
But I had them there at Gracias Madre, which is my favorite restaurant, ironically, in Los Angeles.
Yes, I think, didn't I meet you there? And we've been there before.
I think I've been there. Yes, I have been there with you. Yes.
Yes, we have been there before. I love that place as well. Well, anyway, I've adapted to like, what was I saying? Jackfruit tacos. So I've eaten jackfruit tacos, jackfruit enchiladas, stir-fried jackfruit, pulled pork jackfruit, you know, because it has a consistency.
Really?
I don't know if you know, it has a consistency as a pulled pork. So you shred it. And then you can saute it and I'm sure you would know that it's not pork, but it gives the same, it has the same consistency.
That's
and
cool.
It basically takes on the flavor, whatever you put in it. So, or put on it. So yeah, it's interesting. So maybe one day, you know, I'll prepare some and that way you can, you know, you can taste a little bit of it. But anyway, so I don't know what kind of tacos I'm gonna do. You know what seitan is? Not Satan, but seitan.
No, I just was like, what?
Seitan is basically, it's flour and it's stuff called vital gluten. So it's kind of a flour too. It's like, and you mix them together. Okay, stop with the frowning. Okay, I don't need all that. I don't need all that.
Ooh.
So, and you mix seasonings in it and you add cold water and you knead it together and it makes like a little loaf. You knead it into a loaf and you boil it in vegetable broth for like about an hour and 15 minutes. And it hardens a little bit. And then you make little slices and then you pan fry it or whatever. And then I can make sandwiches with it. You can put it in tacos, whatever. And it tastes actually, it has a consistency. Like if you were to slice it real thin, it would be like the consistency of like deli meat.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious. Serious.
I don't know about that. I don't cook.
You know what?
All of that. I just looked at you like you were speaking a foreign language.
Well, that yeah. Or I had two heads, one of the two. Anyway, check out I think I put it on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. I fried some of it. It's called seitan. Okay. So just look at my feed and you'll see some of the stuff.
It.
Okay, so anyway, are you reinventing yourself? See, I reinvent myself. I mean, I'm sitting here with all this time, so I've been like I'm now like a home chef now, right? I wasn't this home chef before COVID, but I'm definitely now because I make all my meals now, and I didn't make seitan before, didn't make a lot of jackfruit dishes, but now I do. So I didn't make oatmeal raisin vegan cookies, but now I actually did that yesterday. And I mean, and make no mistake, because I think my wife came home yesterday and she goes, "Or is there sugar in the cookies?" I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, vegan means, or plant-based just means you don't put any eggs, you know, dairy, you know, anything like that. That's basically what that is. It cuts out any animal products, but sugar is not an animal product. Okay. So you're going to have, I think it calls for brown sugar, maple syrup and something else, but yeah, I mean, but they're very good. I mean, I've probably eaten a dozen of them already, but anyway, let me move on. Are you in reinventing yourself? Like people swerve. I like this, you know, I'm swerving. So
I haven't
heard
swerving, but I like swerve.
See, you
I
like that?
Yeah.
Okay. You pivot. Okay. Okay. And we're going to get to your pivoting in a minute. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. And, you know, that's some people, you know, people that are creatives, they basically, you know, invented their own future, whatever that is, that's what they've done. I mean, they, you know, they didn't get caught up in the whole COVID thing. Like, okay, well, I've lost my job or things have slowed down. What am I going to do now? Am I going to sit back and just wait for things to get back to where they were, which they will not? Am I going to be, you know, going to control my own destiny? So. That's how I look at swerving or pivoting. That's how I look at it. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Well, my email is russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter, I'm Russell Hotel. IG, my real name. Facebook, I have two pages, Russell L. Edman and Russell of Hotels. And then I have a website, which is russellofhotels.com. After the show, you know, this is a live show, just in case you did not know. It's live at 1 o'clock every Tuesday. But after that, it becomes a podcast. So wherever you listen to your favorite podcast platform, you can check out Russell on air with Russell of Hotels, excuse me. What is the Russell of Hotels group? Digital marketing. That's what I do via social media. I mean, just like the whole Origin Hotel. I mean, I'm doing social media for them as well, as well as having this, you know, the Russell of Hotels rate. I mean, did I mention that already? Yeah, I think I did. 10 to 25% off at any of the three Origin Hotels, soon to be four. So make sure you check that out, originhotel.com. I've been posting a lot of stuff on social media about Origin Hotels as, you know, our partnership, and see a lot of the information. Digital marketing, like I said that already, help build your presence. You want to stay relevant. That's one thing that I see hotels not doing right now. We don't even know what hotels are open. You know, I keep hearing hotels are closing. Which ones are open? You know, I mean, we know there are some that are open, but unless you start putting your brand out there, no one's going to know. Let's do it. I mean, you got the platform to do it. You have the platforms to do it. And I don't understand why we're not doing more of that. I'm also a radio show host where I interview today's hospitality professionals. And today is no exception because we got the great Kat Von B today. We're all about collaborating and connecting with people. Who's on blast? Kat Von B is on blast. On blast means a different thing now. On blast means this is the person that's on the show now. So we want to blow them up, right? That's what blast, blow them up. You know, we want to make sure we put them up there where, you know, where people know who they were, who they are, as if Kat needs any other help, because she, you know, she's known all over the world. She's global. You know, she's just not, you know, domestic. She's global. Okay. I'm going to move a little faster here. I did thank Amy Beardsley a little while ago with Origin Hotel. I'm going to thank her again. Thank you again, Amy, for doing what you do. Shout out to my people in Blythe, California, 106 degrees today.
Oh my God.
But hey, no fear. Come Saturday, it's going to be 118. Okay. So 106, you guys get a reprieve. They probably think it's like winter there, 106 degrees. Right?
I don't miss any of that.
They're wearing jackets.
No.
They're wearing jackets now. So, but 118 coming Saturday. So, and congrats again. I mentioned this last week, but congrats again to Natalie Finzi Gibson, DOSM, which stands for Director of Sales and Marketing, at the New Hyatt Place Hotel. It's next to USC Health Sciences Campus in Boyle Heights, which is, that's East LA for the most part, right? So it's a new hotel out there, new build. It's on the corner of San Pablo and Alcazar.
Okay.
So if you know where that is, it's supposed to open in October of this year. So she just got hired a couple of weeks ago. And the reason I mention this, because there's a lot of, I'm glad that, you know, a lot of people are getting laid off and whatever what's going on in the hospitality industry. So I'm highlighting this because I'm glad someone actually has, someone out there is hiring people. So, and Natalie, I know she was my director of sales at one time. So I always want to make sure I mention her again. So it's a 200 room hotel opening October, 2020, Hyatt Place, Boyle Heights, next to SC Health Sciences Campus, which is everything out there is new. So anyway, introduction of today's guest, Miss Kat Von B. I'm a luxury. Now this is her bio. Okay. She's a luxury travel specialist who is constantly looking for interesting and unusual properties and destinations to showcase. My passion has always been hotels. Combine that with love of marketing and a new career was created. I'm my own boss, have a creative team supporting me that is changing the social media norms and what is possible in destination marketing and beyond. I'm butchering this. Important thing
you need
to know about
LinkedIn.
Important things to know about me. Coffee is everything. Is that still the case? Follow closely by wine. So does not caffeine is going to get you, alcohol is going to get you. Okay.
Well, all right. It flip-flops depending on the day, what's happening. Yeah.
I work 20 hours a day. I only promote destinations that I love and products that I actually use. That's what I'm talking about. Without any further ado, Miss Kat Von B, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know what? I can have you on the show every week. Always fun. We always learn something new. Now, okay, I got you on the show today because we were talking a couple of weeks ago and you had actually gone out to, was it three hotels?
Four.
Four hotels, local, of course, because you can't travel. Now, Kat Von B, a.k.a. the traveling Greek, okay? So, which means she spends a lot of time in Greece, right? She spends a lot of time in Europe in general.
Normally.
Okay? So, yeah, normally she would not even be here right now. But because of what's going on, of course, she had to stay home because she actually lives in Orange County, right? Mm-hmm. I'll just throw that out there, Orange County, which is in Southern California for people who don't know that. But she went out and give us the names of the hotels because you did a three-star, four-star, and a five-star hotel just to see what the services were?
I did a three-star, two four-stars, and a five-star. Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me the rundown.
Am I going to name and shame?
It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, we could do it. Okay. So I literally stayed at a four-star hotel called Pasea, which is in Huntington Beach. It's like 4 minutes from where I live.
I love that place.
I stayed there. Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. I've always wanted to stay there. And I had a friend come into town and I was like, you know, she was just going to stay with me. And I was like, you know what? I'm having a mental breakdown too. Like at that time, which was like June, mid-June, I felt like, man, how much longer is this going to last? It's going to be over any day now. So things were starting to open up. So I was really excited. I realized that the hotels were opening up literally on the day she was arriving. So I booked us two nights. And I was like, okay. It was not knowing that it was the first day that they opened. So we go there and it was amazing. I have to say, I didn't know what to expect because I don't leave my house. And when I say I don't, I mean, I literally have left the house a handful of times since March. I just don't leave.
Wow.
I get everything delivered, groceries, food, whatever I'm doing, whatever I need, everything gets delivered, Amazon. So it was kind of a big deal. And I was like, oh my God, am I going to have a little bit of anxiety? So the hotel did an amazing job. I have to say the staff was unbelievable because it was their first day too. And everybody, we were just all kind of learning as, you know, as it went. So they were really great. And I was pleasantly surprised. I think they did better. They really exceeded my expectations. So that was nice. So that was my first thing. And I liked it so much. I actually booked a third night and I just like paid for it because I was just so friggin' happy to get out of the house. And it was a really nice experience. And the staff was so great. And they had the hand sanitizer everywhere. And basically no one got in an elevator with you. And there was hand sanitizer in the elevator when you got out. I mean, they did a really great job. They wore masks. They were shields at check-in. The valet parkers were great. They didn't really let you touch anything. It was nice. The pool, that's they were good. Only allowing X amount of people out of the pool. And they were monitoring that. The only weird thing, and I honestly think this is a Huntington Beach thing, and for people who don't know, Huntington Beach is a place that is now known to the rest of America. All I'm saying is, so I'm a mask wearer, I will, whatever, but anyway, so it's a little creepy in Huntington Beach, it can be. So I was really excited to stay at this hotel because they have a bar called the Treehouse. And I was really, really excited. And I actually called ahead of time to see if it was open. And they had told me yes. Well, when I got there, they said it is, but on the weekend. So I should have asked a little bit more. And I went like a Monday through Thursday. So clearly it wasn't going to open. I was a little disappointed, but what are you going to do? I mean, this is our new life, our new normal. So it's fine. But they did, I guess, there were so many people out and about that they decided to open it the last night we were there. So that was really nice. I got to go. But this, again, the staff was amazing. I bar literally got packed and there was not one single person wearing a mask. Now, granted, this is an outdoor bar. I get it. But there was not enough people to enforce it. There weren't people that wanted to do it. It happens to be a byproduct of where I live. It's everything. And I was just like, yeah, I got to get out of here. I'm like starting to have a nervous breakdown, like internal, not liking it. So, but I mean, again, it is what it is. You know, I went down to the restaurant later on that night and they had separated all the tables. At that time, you could eat indoors. Since then, you can't. Okay. You know, they changed that rule and we can't eat indoors at all. But, you know, they did as good of a job as they could possibly do under the circumstances, you know. And being there right when they opened, I was really impressed. I feel like if I went now, I'd probably be more impressed because they probably streamlined it a little bit, you know, and really got some protocol into place. So okay, this is going to be over any day now. That was June 5th, the week of June 15th. July comes, nothing. We go back into lockdown. So I'm like, this isn't, but my birthday was coming up. So I was like, I always go someplace for my birthday. It's what I do for myself. Last year, I went to my dream hotel where I wanted to stay more than any place in the U.S. was the Faena Hotel in Miami. It's an Argentinian brand and unbelievable, unbelievable, just the best experience ever. And so I was like, well, clearly I can't top that this year. So I had a friend coming into town to celebrate our mutual birthdays. And I was like, where should we go? Should we do Laguna or Santa Monica? So I looked at hotels in the Santa Monica and it ended up being between the Proper, which just recently opened in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. And I called them and pool was open, restaurant was open. Like it ticked off everything, had a rooftop. I was like, I'm good with this. But she wanted Laguna Beach, which was fine. It's closer to home for me. And so we went to Laguna. So I didn't know how many days we were going to go. We just decided to go wing it and see how we felt like with the whole hotel thing. Cause now it's summer, you know, June was like the beginning of summer, but now we're in the throes of summer. This was the first week of August, my birthday. So we're both like, okay, yeah, we don't know how crowded anything's going to be or how it's going to feel. So let's just play it by ear. So I booked two nights I booked actually one night at the Pacific Edge. Now this is a 3-star property. And again, the staff, incredible, really, really nice, really nice. And that is where it ends because we got into the room and the room maybe wasn't as clean as I thought in my mind it should be based on this hotel and where it's located because it's located near the center of Laguna Beach and it has a lot of tourism and just something felt off about it. But at this point, I was exhausted and I just didn't even want to have to deal with anything, you know, plus there was no other place to go really, because there's just not that many options over there. And it was prepaid. So I'm like, fine. And the next day I got sick. So I booked it for a second night just because I got sick, not having nothing to do with the room. I got sick eating Taco Bell. That's another story. I don't ever eat Taco Bell.
Wow.
I know. Right? Wow. So anyway,
So when you say wasn't clean, what does that mean exactly?
It's not that it wasn't clean. It kind of was. It was clean enough, I guess. When you have a non-refundable room, you just deal with it, you know? And at this point, I'm just like, I feel like we're so overwhelmed. I don't even want to be that person that's a complainer, you know? It wasn't overly expensive. It wasn't cheap, okay. But it wasn't overly expensive. And I was just like, it's fine. You know, it is what it is. It'll do because the location was really great and the staff was really great. And they have an amazing bar that I've always wanted to go to that I think it's called The Deck. I've always wanted to go there. Needless to say, I couldn't get in because they were social distancing at the restaurant bar/. And so I couldn't get in. That's fine. I'll go another time. But yeah, I don't know. It reminded me of a motel and it was too expensive to be a motel. And it was almost, I hate to say this, not good enough to be a hotel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Like motels that have been motels that have been converted to be hotels, but yeah, they still have the feeling, or they just maybe don't have the service, or maybe the like you said, you mentioned cleanliness. It was probably clean for the standard of a motel, but just not on par if you now call yourself a hotel.
Exactly.
So no, I understand. Believe me, I understand.
Yeah, you know,
coming from the industry.
I actually remember it from back, you know, in the day it was repped, it was managed by a different company. I think it was a 4-star at that time. So I feel like maybe the standards were a little bit different and maybe a mm-hmm. little bit better. But anyway, the location was amazing. And again, the staff was great. You know, you can complain. Sometimes the people that work at a hotel make it, you know, workable. You know, you just deal.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. It's the staff is what separates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the service and the staff is what separates a 3 from a 4 or 4 to a 5 or whatever. So, I mean, of course, the amenities and bells and whistles may add a little bit to that as well, but it's the people that deliver it.
Totally, totally. And they were great. So, okay, that was fine. But then for my birthday, I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. I do not want to be here on my birthday. And that's not to say anything negative. I just wanted to wake up someplace amazing for my birthday. So I looked up the one, there's two hotels out in that area that are extraordinary. And one of them is the Ritz-Carlton. Actually, there's four. There's the Monarch and the Montage, the two M's. And I kind of, they were a little bit farther than I wanted to go. So they were off my list. But both are amazing. There was the Ritz-Carlton, which is a Ritz-Carlton that just says it all. You know exactly the standard you're going to get always. And there's the Surf and Sand. And I was feeling more of a Surf and Sand vibe, which is more of a boutique hotel that's like a 5-star lean hotel world. I want an ocean view because I think everything there is at least a partial ocean view. I was like, no, I want an ocean front. I'm going to just do it because it's my birthday.
There you go.
So I got an ocean front room. They didn't have a high floor, which was my original request, but that's fine. A request is just a request. And I got the second floor, which ended up, first of all, the room was amazing, just very clean and cool and California, just very light, beige and white and just.
Mm-hmm.
But the view, you are oceanfront, you are on the sand and the water. I don't know, I don't recall Laguna Beach ever having this kind of water. It was turquoise. It was
green.
And it was so stunning. I was like, yeah, I don't remember it ever being like this. And I don't remember I don't even know if it was that nice just because there's not that many people in it. But when I took pictures, I mean, you can see like a couple people where normally in summer it would be packed.
Mm.
And it was nice. And they took your umbrellas out to the beach and carried all your chairs and everything for you and distanced you. So it was very nice. You know, when you check in, they gave you like a little cellophane packet and inside were a mask, antiseptic wipes, hand sanitizer, you know, in case you want to wipe down surfaces, anything. They gave you like a little thing for each person. And if you needed one or you forgot your mask, they would give you that as well. So it was really nice.
Cool. Very good.
A++++ to the Surf and Sand. Amazing experience.
So 5-star definitely lived up to the 5-star standing.
Yes. It made
you would go back there in a minute.
In a heartbeat. I would suggest anybody that just wants to go, like even if you want to do a staycation, if you're in the Los Angeles or Orange County area right now and you can afford it, it's amazing. It's just really, really nice. Worth every penny.
And that's the Surf and Sand, you said? The Surf and Sand?
Yeah.
Surf and Sand and Laguna.
Laguna. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. I just want to make sure I got that.
I've been there for years. It's, you know, it's just extraordinary. It's very nice.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And you said you stayed at 4, right? Was there another one?
I did. There was. Yeah. There was another one. I stayed at one that, again, is like 5 minutes from my house. It's called the Shore Break. And
okay. I know that one.
You know the Shore Break. It's right in front of the Huntington Beach Pier. It's kind of famous for having surfboards and everything. And I got a really great rate last minute at, because I wasn't sure to go home, stay in a hotel. And I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to stay there. I live in Huntington, but haven't been in downtown Huntington at all to see what's going on. So let me just stay at the Shore Break. So the Shore Break has probably the best location in Huntington, literally in front of the pier. And on, it's one street away from the main street where all the restaurants are. It's just, it's a great location. And they gave me, I think it was a junior suite. I think it was, but it was really nice. I was like, wow, the bathroom was huge. The room was extraordinary. Check-in was okay. It was good. It was, you know, as contactless as they could make it. But there was a lot of people in that. That lobby is, just so you know, the lobby is open air and it has fire pits and stuff. And there's people roasting marshmallows and s'mores. So it's kind of a cool concept normally. Mm-hmm. But there's just too many people. Like playing ping pong. There was too many people everywhere. You couldn't take five steps and not run into someone. So that was a little bit, yeah, nobody was like, nobody was social distancing. You had nobody trying to like keep people, or you know, somebody maybe in the lobby saying, hey, you know. So that was a little weird and uncomfortable. At the restaurant, they did, when you were standing in line for the restaurant, they did have half as many tables. Of course, everything is outside. They have a huge balcony. And when they made you social distance when you were waiting in line, but ironically, I think most of the people waiting in line were not actually people staying at the hotel. So it was just kind of interesting.
So getting back to the social distancing thing, or just the mask thing. So our mask, so it's optional. Sounds like it's optional at some of these hotels.
It's not supposed to be. And actually, when you go into the building, they all require, if you're in the lobby, that you have a mask on.
But these people just choose not to. And there's no one to enforce it.
There was nobody there to enforce it. At the other ones, you had to wear a mask, and there was people everywhere. And I think they would have enforced it. I was wearing one. But that is also the reason that at like the Surf and Sand, they would hand you a mask if you didn't have one. If you came down without one and you didn't want to go back to your room, they would give you one.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And I'm sure that they all had masks somewhere that they could give you.
I'm sure. You just had to ask for one. But no,
I
one,
don't know. Yeah,
but it's Orange County. So, you know, we don't want to wear one and we're not going to do it.
I don't even know. Is it all of Orange County or is it just Huntington Beach? Because I feel like I was in Costa Mesa. And in Costa Mesa, way before it was a law, you had to wear one outside and inside. And people were just good with it. I feel like it's Huntington Beach.
It could be. I don't know.
Because in Laguna, they were wearing them. Like, no problem.
Okay. Well, I don't think they do it in Anaheim either, based on the incident that happened several weeks ago. But anyway, we won't get into that.
Well, yes,
we won't get into that one. But no, that's good that you're able to get out. Because I haven't been out. I mean, that's why I wanted you to come and kind of share your experiences, because I have not been to a hotel. I think February was the last time, or maybe mid-March. Well, mid-March. It was mid-March. It was in Long Beach. So that was the last time I've been to a hotel or stayed in a hotel. I couldn't tell you. So I'm glad that you've been there. Now, we're on today with Kat Von B, a.k.a. Traveling Greek. Now, she is normally an international traveler. She does a lot of content creation for a lot of brands, right? Travel related brands, hotels, luxury hotels specifically. So you know, that's why I asked her about, you know, staying at a 3, a 4, and a 5 star, because she knows the difference and knows what she should get, you know. Yeah. But anyway, things have changed during this time. But okay, but going international, okay, let's just say you wanted to go to, could you get there at this point? I know I'm changing gears from domestic stuff to international, but could you get there at this point? And how would you do that?
You know, it's a little tricky, and you can get there. If you go to the UK, you have to quarantine for 14 days. You can also go to Croatia. And if you go to Croatia, they require a PCR test, the COVID test, the problem is they require it to be valid 48 hours prior. They're really coming from the West Coast. There's almost no way to do that. So if you go there, you can go there with an expired test, and you're going to have to take another test, and you'll probably have to quarantine for a few days, probably a week, you know, so.
In Croatia.
Yeah. 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 Because there's almost no way when you're going, I guess if you had the test done, we can mail you the results. If you could get it in one day, the problem in the U.S. is guaranteeing that you can get your that particular test. They do have a different kind of COVID test that you can get within the same day, but that's not the one that is allowed for international travel. You need a PCR test, and it takes a little bit more processing time. So I did find a place that told me they could do it. Oh, I just gave it away. They told me that they could do it, and it's they could get it back to me by end of day, and it is, are you ready? $475, and they would guarantee they could get it back to me the same day for a mere $475.
Okay, well, you got it. So, okay. There you go. Wow, that's something else. So, okay, so you get to Croatia. Croatia's only...
I think there's a couple more. Those are the two main ones, just the UK and Croatia. I do think that there are a couple more that maybe I'm not listing. I can't think.
Okay. Okay, but so let's just say we fly into Croatia, okay, and we're not...
Ireland. Ireland is with the 14-day quarantine.
Okay. All right, gotcha. But Croatia is not our final destination, okay? But we're just using that as for a connecting flight. So we get to Croatia, and then we want a connecting flight. But do you still have to, as long as you're in the airport, have to be quarantined in a hotel there for 14 days? Or if I'm just connecting, if I'm just flying into Croatia for a connecting flight, and my final destination is, I don't know, somewhere else. I don't know what else is over there. But do I have to stay there for 14 days, or can I just use that as a connecting point and then go to my final destination?
Well, first of all, for us from the U.S., there's no nonstop flight from the U.S. to Croatia. So you're always going to have to go through another airport. So for me, for instance, because I did look into it, I'd have to go the easiest way. I mean, I love to fly on Delta, but unfortunately, I can't actually fly on Delta unless I do like two connections. And I really, because I don't even leave the house, like if I fly, it's going to be like major anxiety anyway. I only want one connection. So I can go from LAX to Amsterdam, and then from Amsterdam over to Croatia. That's the easiest way. Or France. I can go from LAX to Paris, Paris to Croatia. Either way.
Okay. Okay. So Amsterdam. Okay. Use Amsterdam. Yeah. So I'm connecting in Amsterdam. So as long as I don't leave the airport, I don't have to be quarantined. Am I correct?
Yeah. I can transit. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Oh, now we got that. Now I got that out of the way. Okay. So my next question is, okay, how have you pivoted? Because we know what you do. I mean, I know you're a content creator for brands, travel brands outside of the U.S., Greece and other countries. Are you still doing that? And you have to tell me exactly what you're doing, but are you still able to do that, or have you pivoted into doing something else during this time?
Well, I actually pivoted before this all happened, not knowing, of course, that this was going to happen. And I started working in tech a couple years ago, and that is primarily where I work on a day-to-day basis. I work for tech companies, different kinds of tech companies. It's weird because at first it was, you know, definitely quiet. And hold on one second. Russell?
Yeah.
Okay. No, sorry about that. I just, that threw me off. I don't know what threw me off, but it totally did. Oh, destination. So yeah, I've talked with like several hotel chains and stuff, and it's kind of interesting because they want to market and they don't really exactly know how. So there's all kinds of things they can do, you know, to give people that sense of comfort that'll make people want to go. Like I feel like in the US, we're a little bit limited because, you know, mostly people are doing road trips and they're doing local things, which is fine. It actually, I haven't seen any of the U.S. I can't believe how much I haven't seen. So I feel like I probably should have gone on a road trip and done national parks and done all kinds of things, you know, but I haven't. So like these two Colorado hotels would be perfect because, you know, what's more beautiful than Colorado or some location like that with all the colors and everything. So, yeah, no, there are destinations, and I'm working with one particular destination that I can't mention yet, but it's a country, and they're definitely going to need representation. They're going to need to restart in the spring. Originally, we started talking in March and April, thinking that they would be ready in the summer, not knowing, of course, that this would take this long. But now we know that really we can start later in the fall or the spring. And we have a few months to like get it going and really be successful to bring them into the summer season successfully. So I'm excited.
Very good. So you're still able to do, you're doing tech stuff, kind of anticipating or lining things up on the travel space.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're still keeping busy. I mean, I know you're keeping busy because I mean, I call you, you don't even return my phone calls. Like, oh, I'm busy. Oh, let me call you right back. Oh, I'm on a call. Oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. So, but I mean, that's good because I've been, you know, I follow a couple other, you know, social media or what do you call them? Travel bloggers or travel influencers, if that's what you want to call them. And some of them aren't doing anything. They're basically kind of they're pivoting or swerving, doing local stuff because of the international stuff is not happening right now. So they're trying to, you know, find some local things to do or some domestic things to do. So, right. Which is good because they're showing stuff that I hadn't seen before. You know what I mean? And now I'll name Lee Abamonte.
Lee Abamonte.
Yeah. He's been doing some domestic things. He's based in New York, but he's been on road trips and stuff like that. And I've been seeing, watching some of the stuff that he does post on Instagram and stuff like that, which has been, you know, really interesting. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, at least he's doing something, right? He's able to swerve and do some domestic things. And I think we kind of take a lot of that stuff for granted where, you know, if we're always doing international things, you know, we forget about the domestic things that are here that are, you know, can be nice and, you know, wide spaces. Cause that's what a lot of people are doing now. They're trying to, you know, national parks and wide spaces and, you know, trying to keep their distance and things like that. So, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. So, but I'm glad that you were able to swerve and, you know, keep it going. So what do you see? And we got, it's 1:54. We got a couple more minutes left on air with Russell Hotels with Live with Kat Von B. So what's in the works for you? Anything good that you can talk about? Inquiring minds want to know.
I have tons of content that's already done. It just feels like the wrong time to release it or post it, you know. And I know that a lot of my friends and stuff that are travel writers and bloggers, they all kind of feel the same way. And a lot of them are just posting it, letting Google simmer on it a little bit to get, you know, indexed by Google, but really aren't promoting it because it just feels almost weirdly inappropriate. Like, but here's the other thing, you know, I actually did promote a destination and a couple bloggers that I thought were my friends actually sent me private messages and kind of tried to shame me a little bit about it. And I was like, you know what? I have a contractual obligation and you don't happen to know what that is. You know, I don't sit there and say, you know, I have an obligation to write this and this is my drop date. And so if I want to promote something, you know, you have to really look at what's behind it. We don't really know what people's circumstances or why they're promoting something. So to name and shame them because your board is, I don't get it.
What you're saying?
Kind of, yeah. Like shaming other bloggers for posting pictures or whatever. But again, you don't know what that person's obligation is. So
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
And hotels and whatever, they need the promotion because you may not be going, Americans may not be going, but foreigners are going. You know, people that are able to travel to Greece, if I'm posting about Greece, there are quite a few countries that can travel to Greece, you know?
Okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that, yeah, I don't understand that, why people would do that. But I see the same thing in the hotel industry because people are hesitant to say, that like the friend of mine that got, you know, got her job and I was excited for her. I said, oh, this is great. You got a job. And I told her, I said, a lot of people have lost jobs and you're the first one that I know in 3 months that actually has a job. This, they got laid off, now has a job. Just, I don't want to say too much about it because right. she don't want to make, you know, doesn't want anyone else to feel bad. I say, well, you have to celebrate your successes, and this is great news, and hopefully everyone, you know, starts getting back to work again. But I mean, it starts with one person, okay? Right. So, and then she put it on LinkedIn. I said, once you put it on LinkedIn, it's fair game. It's out there now. So,
yeah.
And that's when I, you know, started making comments. That's why I started talking about it on the show, because like mm-hmm. I said, I mean, it's, I'm happy for her, proud that she got the job. And I just think people need to know within the industry that, you know, it's going to end someday. We don't know when it is for everyone, but it at least ended for her, you know, last week, right? Of not going 3 months without having a job. Now she has one. So, I mean, I just think we need to just be happy where we need to be happy. We need to celebrate someone's success, although right. I mean, the majority may not have jobs and things like that. But, you know, the sun, looks like the sun rose today, it's going to rise tomorrow. So let's, you still have to have a positive spin on these things. I mean, everybody has been affected. I mean, I've been affected. You've been affected. We've all been affected, right?
Everybody has lost a client or a job or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm not coming on the show and preaching doom and gloom and the sky is falling and all this kind of stuff. I mean, my job is to make things as light as I can within the parameters that I've set for myself. But anyway, so that's it. But anyway, I only have 2 minutes here. You got 30 seconds. You want something to say before we wind this show down?
Well,
30 seconds.
I do have ideas. Oh, that means keep it quick. I do have a couple of things in the works that I'll be sharing with you pretty soon that I'm excited about right in this zone, in the whole hotel zone. So stay tuned.
Okay, very good. Well, we want to thank Kat Von B, a.k.a. the Traveling Greek, for, you know, spending an hour with On Air with Russell Hotels. Like I said, we're all about connecting with people and collaboration. So much for joining show number 72. I look forward to show number 73. Is there going to be guests next week? I have no idea. We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out when we come to it. But thank Yay. You again, Kat, for just sharing your experiences with the three hotels. And I'll make sure I put those on my notes. Just the good ones that we want to stay in.
Okay. Don't tag them on LinkedIn. No. No, they're going to find me.
No, not at all. But I did. It's good. I did.
I paid for it. And, you know, I have to say the staff at each hotel was really great. And it's the people that make it. So
there you go. All right. With that, we're going to sign off now. Thank you so much again for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.